Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by a trailblazing singer, songwriter, producer, and now children's book author. She's a Grammy Award winner, including 2024 Best New Artist, Best R&B Album. Her book is Everywhere You Are. We welcome Victoria Monet.
Hello.
Victoria, let's go beyond the mic. The goal of this book is combating separation anxiety in children and parental guilt. How did your own fight balancing time as a mom and your daughter Hazel influence this book?
I think it's a topic that a lot of parents are going through, and I definitely experienced it from both angles as a mom and as a child. When I was younger, I had a mom who was really hardworking and a single mother, you know, trying to do her best. And so there was times where we would separate and I would be staying with my grandma and I would miss her. So I would have loved a book like this to kind of emphasize the idea of object permanence and establish that love is ever present. And so that's my goal with this book, is just to really reel in the idea that when you love somebody, no matter how far apart you are, that keeps you guys together.
What was Hazel's reaction when you read her the book first?
Oh, she loves it. She's actually heard multiple iterations of the book, from the early ones to the final. And the best one was when she got to see the book live. We finally got the book delivered and she was able to see the pictures alongside the words, and now she's got it memorized. She can't read yet, but she knows what each page says because I read it to her.
Quote, "I promise to protect you whether I'm near or far," unquote.
Yes.
Did writing this book allow you to cement the love you have with your daughter forever?
For sure. Yeah. She also enjoys seeing herself at the end of the book. She was excited to see her picture. So I definitely think that that's going to stick with her forever. And she's going to have this book long after I'm gone. So I'm excited for that, and for other parents to be able to gift this to their children and read it to them and experience the bond that we've experienced by reading this book together.
So, Victoria, how has writing this book changed you?
I really think it's just an extension of expression and creativity. And it's one channel of emotions that I wanted to address. So I think it's super important when you have an idea to follow through with it. And so this is one example of a dream that I've had and wanting to establish this idea, and it's come to fruition. So I'm super happy about that.
Grammy Award winner Victoria Monet joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the Rocky Nate 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. Victoria, there's no pressure.
Okay.
Best beach you've ever visited?
Ooh, Turks and Caicos. I just went for the first time this year, so that was an easy one.
What's the one thing you want Hazel to take away from your life?
Never give up.
Favorite place to visit in Sacramento is?
My mom's house.
Now, do you remember your first headlining show in L.A., and what was the first song you sang at the El Rey?
Headlining show? Yes. It was in March 2023, and I don't remember the first song, to be honest. But I remember the last song. I debuted on My Mama at that show. It was before it was even out, so that was exciting for people to be there and see.
What's your best memory of late choreographer friend Wendy Lee?
Oh, she was very encouraging, super, super encouraging. And her spirit was, and energy was very, just, she just was very, very encouraging. And even at the very beginning stages of us working together, it was, she's like, she'll be your biggest cheerleader. So in addition to her being a great teacher, she felt like a great friend.
If you could be an animal other than a jaguar, what would it be?
Maybe a dog. I think they get to be inside and like get their hair done, their nails filed. They still get good treatment. So I guess a dog would be cool.
What's the most weight you have ever lifted?
Oof, a hip thrust of 435 pounds. Yeah.
Banging and clanging.
Yeah.
If you could sing a song with anyone who is no longer alive, who would have been your dream duet?
Aaliyah.
Author of Everywhere You Are, Victoria Monet joins us beyond the mic. Let's sneak in a couple more. Will we be seeing new music soon?
Yes, definitely.
Who influences you in the music scene today?
Beyonce, Sade, Aaliyah, as I mentioned, and Janet Jackson.
How has music changed the way you see yourself from being a Sheldon Husky to today?
I feel like it actually is revealed that I'm the same girl. When I listen to songs and things that I was talking about, I'm like, oh wow, I still kind of make the same choices harmonically, but there's been growth, but always at my core it's been there. So it's really exciting to see. It's almost like my songs have been journal entries.
Are you writing a follow-up book?
Yes, I plan on making more books. I think it feels like a release, like something that needs to happen. It's like a creative outlet. So for any buildup, any frustrations, any emotions that I can't put into regular words, there's always books and songs and poetry to access to express myself differently.
So what's the power of your daughter?
Oh my God, she's a magical being. Ever since she's come into my life, life has gotten better, and I don't think she's done. So I'm excited to see what she brings into my life.
And she's one of the youngest Grammy winners ever.
Right. She's totally got the full opportunity for an EGOT.
She's hip thrusted, 435 pounds, loves visiting mom whenever she can. Yeah. And she wants you to read her new children's book everywhere you are. Victoria Monet, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.